Thousands remain cut off in the mountainous northeast of British Columbia. Authorities say they hope highways will reopen by the end of the weekend. In the meantime, communities are improvising.
The highways are still closed or partially closed, so the only way out is by water. So us and a bunch of other guides are out, and we're getting people where they need to be.
In the flat floodplain of the Sumas Prairie on the U.S. border, the waters have receded. The focus now is on repairing and securing dikes and pumping stations before the next round of intense rainfall early next week.
The whole hillside's gone.
It has been a year of extremes for British Columbia. The forest fires and record heat wave of the summer, followed by flooding.
1 month's worth of rainfall hit BC in less than 24 hours. This, in and of itself, is significant and without recent precedent. We also know that it's only the most recent of a series of extreme weather climate events that have occurred in British Columbia.
Climate scientists are unequivocal. These weather extremes are being caused by human-induced global warming and the burning of fossil fuels. And the storms and the flooding did manage to achieve a long-held goal for environmental activists, albeit temporarily. The operations of the Trans Mountain Pipeline that brings tar sands oil from Alberta through the Sumas Prairie and onto the Pacific coast were halted. The Canadian government, though, is determined to push ahead with its expansion despite opposition.
If your bathtub is overflowing, you don't go for the mop, you turn off the tap first. And we're not. We're turning the tap on. They continue to expand these projects that are causing this problem in the first place. That has to stop.
The developed world is projected to bear the brunt of catastrophic climate change. But as rich nations like Canada increasingly experience extreme weather events, that mismatch between professing to care about climate change while increasing oil and gas production will become clearer. Shia Bertansi, Al Jazeera, Abbotsford.